Dubai Eye
103.8. Good morning, this is Emma Brain with you in for Tom Urquhart on the agenda. We are live with you at Abu Dhabi Sustainability Week, and very exciting now. We're going to meet two winners of the Zayed Sustainability Prize. With me is Ashwin Madgavkar. He is the CEO of Ceres Imaging, a California-based farm management solutions provider, which won the Zayed Sustainability Prize in the water category. And also with me is Mustafa Dialhag. He is the co-founder of the Urquhart Foundation, and they won the Zayed Sustainability Prize in the food category. Good morning to you both. How are you?
Doing great. Thanks for having me.
Mustafa, how are you?
I'm doing well.
Fantastic. And Ashwin, if I can start with you a little bit, just give me a little bit of run through about your company and exactly what it does.
Absolutely. So Ceres Imaging, what we do is aerial imaging and analytics for farmers. So we'll fly above fields. We have a sensor that looks at different wavelengths of light, and we'll analyze the data using a combination of computer vision, artificial intelligence, and plant science. And using that, we can show farmers where they're overwatering or underwatering, where they might have a nutrient deficiency or an early stage pest infestation. So we give them actionable insights that allow them to grow more food and use their resources more efficiently and sustainably.
Fantastic. And Mustafa, tell me a little bit about what you guys do.
Urquhart Foundation is focused on researching into ways we can leverage artificial intelligence to help rural farmers. And we have this mobile application that diagnoses crops and then predicts what kind of diseases are affecting the crops before they spread, and gives recommendations for farmers to take sustainable actions towards the pest infestations.
Fantastic. Wow, so you developed the app yourself?
Yes.
Along with your team, and you've taught the farmers how to use this app. That's amazing, and it saves a lot of time and water, and in terms of like detecting problems across these farms. Tell me a little bit about yourself. I know you're 19 years old, only 19 years old, and you've developed an app. How did you learn, and tell us about the origins of this idea.
So I started learning how to code when I was 15 years old. Back then, no one in my family had access to a computer. So I normally would go to internet cafes around us and then use my money for lunch to pay before accessing internet. And that was how I was paying gradually, and then leveraging free resources on the internet to learn how to code. And after I gained some skills in computer programming, I decided to teach my colleagues in the kids around our community. So we have this initiative that we call the Ghana Code Club, where we travel to rural communities to help spread digital literacy. So on one of the occasions, we went to a community, a farming community, and I realized most of the kids we were teaching were hungry. And it was a farming community as well, so I didn't really understand. I was like, so these people are farmers, so why is it that they are not being able to produce enough food to feed themselves and their family? And then we did a little bit of research and then found out that the farmers actually put in a lot of work into their farms to produce food, but it ends up being, they end up losing almost more than half of their crops to pest infestations. So we went back, and then I sat and I was like, okay, so this is, I know how to code, and I know basic machine learning and building algorithms and all that. So what can we do to help these farmers? Then I got my colleagues together and we went to the farms, used our smartphones to start gathering data. We gathered the data and then went back to where we work, our workplace, and we started working on these neural networks, trained them on, we got over 100,000 images, trained our neural networks on it to be able to diagnose the diseases efficiently.
That's amazing, and these farms are all across Ghana, where you're from. That's amazing, and you know, a lot of teenagers would learn how to code, or maybe go on Fortnite, day in and out, but he's actually thought of a way to help his fellow farmers and produce more food for communities. That's amazing work, and you deserve the Zayed Sustainability Prize in the food category. Congratulations.
Thank you.
It's amazing. And Ashwin, I'm going to come back to you, because obviously artificial intelligence, AI, is a big part of what you do. How did you go about designing this? What are the problems that you're hoping to solve with this?
Right, and you know, To Mustafa's point, I think it's really amazing what you've done with your company, and I think it's also interesting that both of us work with farmers and use artificial intelligence in very different ways, and we're both winners in different categories in this, so it shows how a lot of these trends and how these important causes are all interlinked. So I just wanted to comment on that.
That's fantastic. And so, but how did you go about designing what it is that you guys do?
Right. So our technology, a little bit about my background. So I'm an engineer by training. I've been always interested in engineering and physics. I got my start working in agriculture in Latin America, where I worked in the sugarcane industry. And I worked with large sugarcane producers and saw how they made decisions around chemical or fertilizer or water applications. And noticed that they were trying to maximize yields. And in maximizing yields, they would over-apply water and really all of their inputs so that they didn't leave any money or yield on the table. Unfortunately, that also led to a lot of waste and inefficiency in those decisions and environmental impact as well. And then later, I was doing grad school. So I went to Stanford in the Bay Area, and I was doing an MBA. It was also in the Earth Sciences program. And in the Earth Sciences school, with my engineering background, I was taking some courses and talking with some professors that were doing this amazing research to map out different microclimates or tree species in the Amazon rainforest using a multi-million dollar sensor that NASA had designed. So I thought, hey, based on what I'd seen in South America and these decisions, that if we could get higher quality data that's more at a plant level and able to show insights around water and chlorophyll and other things like that, then that could help farmers make these decisions in a more local way at a plant level or at a field level instead of at a broader aggregate level. And that could have huge implications for the farmers' profitability and then also make them more sustainable at the same time.
Absolutely amazing. And we know that, you know, water is a very scarce commodity these days, so it's something that's very, very important.
From the Abu Dhabi National Exhibition Center,
this is The Agenda.
Live at Abu Dhabi Sustainability Week, accelerating sustainable development.
On Dubai Eye 103.8.
It is The Agenda. It's Emma in for Tom with you this morning at Abu Dhabi Sustainability Week, and we are chatting to two winners of the Zion Sustainability Prize. With me is Ashwin Madgavkar. He's the CEO of Aceras Imaging, as well as Mustafa Dialhaq. He is the co-founder of Okafu Foundation, and they are the winner in the food category of the Zion Sustainability Prize. And Ashwin, I'm just going to come back to you for a second, because you are present in the US and Australia at the moment. And Australia, as we know, it's the driest continent on the planet. They have a major water crisis at the moment. So it seems a bit of a challenging place for you to be, and somewhere where you can really make a difference.
Yeah, it is. We've been in Australia for almost 5 years now, the commonalities between the U.S. agriculture and Australia go in many ways, and the drought is particularly one of them. So that's why a strong reason of why we chose to focus on those two markets first. And you know, we believe that our technology is something that farmers globally, all farmers around the world, can benefit from at some point in time. But in these two markets alone, which are major producers, the West Coast of the United States as well as Australia, we've saved more than 10 billion liters of water over the lifetime of the company. And yeah, in a market where it's particularly needed, we found a lot of receptivity and open-mindedness to adopting it. So. Within certain crops, like wine grapes or almonds, for instance, we image more than 20% of the acres in California. And so we've gotten to really meaningful adoption in some of the early markets that we've worked in and made impact that is fairly significant from a sustainability perspective, and then also from a business perspective, in that for us, like when we're able to help a farmer save water, we're also helping them grow more food and make more money.
Fantastic. And Mustafa, I'm going to come to you next. And your app is making a huge difference to farmers in Ghana. And obviously, you were telling me off air just now, you've made the app very, very easy to use, because many of these people cannot read or write. So you've made it very user-friendly for them. And it's available to use offline, so they don't need to be connected to the internet. How excited were they to get involved in this? And how much of a difference is it making to them?
So most of the farmers we approach, when we tell them we have this mobile technology that can help them to identify a pest, most of the times they'd be like, well, I didn't go to school, I don't know how to read or write. So some haven't even don't even have a smartphone at all. So they'd be like, how can I use this? Then we tell them our approach, how we use colors and numbers to help them identify what each button is, and also interpret the diagnosis, the result of the diagnosis in their local language for them to really understand. So they were very happy and then like exciting to embrace this technology.
And what sort of percentages or figures can you give us so far that is making a difference to them?
So we have 600 farmer leaders which are helping us to reach almost 30,000 small-scale farmers in rural areas. And most of them, before introducing the app, let's say a farmer who has a maize farm produces using 2 acres of land can have 30 bags of maize. But due to pest infestations, the person can only have around 2 bags of maize. So that's a huge loss. And in the rural farmers, in the rural communities as well, they don't usually have access to physical cash. So what they do is mostly they barter trade. So if I have maybe tomato and I want pepper, so you give it to me and then take yours. You know. So using the maize concept, for instance, they produce it and they keep it and feed themselves and their family for a year. So they wait till the next farming season to farm. And if they are not able to produce enough during one farming season, that means along the year, they're definitely going to experience hunger. So we're bridging this gap for them. It's really a huge impact, and they very much appreciate that as well.
Fantastic. You're both making a huge, huge difference in the areas that you've chosen. And the next question to both of you, I'll start with you, Ashin. You know, the Zayed Sustainability Prize is a huge deal. I mean, this is a $3 million prize. How did you feel when you got that call, when you were told you've won this prize? What was your reaction to that?
Yeah, I was elated. I didn't come into the week with, tried to not have any expectations of it, but I was, yeah, very thrilled to receive it and accept it on behalf of my team, and now my team, after receiving the good news, is very fired up and consider it a huge honor.
So what are you going to do with your winnings?
So to apply the funding, we have a variety of ways. It'll help us in general continue the expansion of the business. And as I mentioned, right now we're focused on the US and Australia, but we want to take the technology to different crops in different regions over time. And you know, for us, like perhaps the bigger thing is like, one, a recognition of the impact that we're making, and then also a platform for us to speak to different stakeholders more at the global level, and then, you know, just see the importance that global leaders are placing on sustainability right now is really amazing.
Fantastic. And Mustafa, same question to you. How did you feel when you got awarded the prize?
I actually cried when we were announced the winners of the prize, and at that very moment I was reflecting all that we've gone through like throughout the years with the farmers as well. And I was just imagining, so what if our farmers heard this news at this very moment? So I quickly tried to call one of the farmers and then inform him to tell the communities that we've been working in that we actually got this prize, and it's really going to help us to make a lot more impact in the villages we work in.
So what does the future hold for you and the foundation? What are you going to do with the funding?
So we have a number of like projects we are working on. We are looking at reducing greenhouse gas emissions. So we are trying to build these real-time maps of carbon emissions that would enable us to identify where farmers are producing more carbon, and then we alert them, and then to try to let them put sustainable measures in place to reduce their carbon footprint. And I think this fund is really going to help us to really get onto that and then make this project a reality, and as well help us to scale what we are doing, provide the app to a lot of farmers in other communities as well.
Absolutely amazing stuff. Well, congratulations to you both. Best of luck for the future. I hope you have some fantastic discussions with people here at Abu Dhabi Sustainability Week, because definitely there's meetings of minds and ideas going around here. So Ashwin, congratulations and thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
And Mustafa, all the best for the future. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Those are two winners of the Zayed Sustainability Prize. This is The Agenda, live with you at Abu Dhabi Sustainability Week on Dubai Eye 103.8.
This is Dubai Eye 103.8.